Good morning. Today is Tuesday, June the 30th. We're halfway there. Stunningly.
Halfway through 2015, you mean?
Yeah, stunningly early.
Yeah, it's my New Year's Eve.
Yes, it is. So you're going to be out celebrating tonight?
We did something yesterday, but yeah, our fiscal year starts July 1, so this is our New Year's Eve.
Oh, well, Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Regan Candelaria, city manager out of Fortuna, is with us. Before we start the show, our quote comes from George Eliot. Sometime between 1819 and 1880, I would not creep along that coast, but steer out mid-sea by guidance of the stars. I like that one. That's kind of fun. Did you have to do a lot of creativity to bring this budget in?
Yes, quite a bit.
Comfortable creativity or uncomfortable?
Mostly all uncomfortable. We've been, cutting our operations budget and staffing for 3 years straight now, so there's not a lot left to do that's comfortable, that's for sure.
When the community looks at what they perceive city government's supposed to be, now where you are, and everybody kind of says this is the bottom of the trough, et cetera, unless something truly cataclysmic happens, like all of a sudden all retail is gone or something goofy like that. Do you think most folks in Fortuna understand what government is able to provide them today?
Boy, that's a tough question there, Brian. You feed me to the wolves already to start with. That's pretty serious. It's really a tough question to answer. The general public, they're not really that involved, I would say. Our budget is a pretty thick document. It's difficult for someone to read. They know that we provide public safety and recreation and fix the streets and all of that type of thing. And in Fortuna, we do a pretty good job of that. So I think people are pretty satisfied and pretty happy.
So when you say services cut, people cut, if we're happy with what's going on, why should we be concerned?
Exactly, and that's we're basically victims of our own success in Fortuna. We've been overachieving for a number of years, and continuing to provide services and continuing to support community events and continuing to make improvements and bring in grant dollars and do projects. So even though the general fund budget has been diminishing and the revenues are stagnant and flat and even going down, we're doing the things that people are used to. So yes.
how do the two realities coexist?
It's getting to that point where they're not going to. There's going to be some major changes in the near future if things continue along the same track. I mean, we just can't afford to have, the size of police department that we have, or the size of, recreation staff that we have, and park maintenance crews and street crews.
Is this contingency funds that have allowed it to continue?
We have, used a very, very tiny amount over the last couple of fiscal years, three fiscal years to, starting July 1 tomorrow. It'll be our third fiscal year using, $70,000 this year. And, so that's not a lot. But for the next fiscal year, when prices continue to remain the same or go up for the services, we're going to have to make some changes. We can't support this level of government.
It's not an ongoing condition that you want to continue to embrace.
Exactly.
You've never heard us before,
KINS,
because we're something
timing.
Brand new.
It's
called
we'll
Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us, Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Regan Candelaria. Regan, at what point, if the budget is good this year, or the budget is what the budget is this year, and we haven't seen an awful lot of pain, okay, do you have to wait for the next storm for the road to wash away and now there's not money to replace it? The sidewalk to have cracks in it that doesn't get addressed? At what point, what What is the community going to see next year at this time if things don't change that they'll start to get uncomfortable with?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that when you make some big decisions like that, then it's very visible in the community. We've done minor things over the last couple years. You know, our counter hours are different at City Hall when you come to pay your water bill. Less time available to that because our staffing is down. You know, the parts that people are going to see is when we have less police officers on the streets. And it's been difficult the last 3 years for them to see that because we're still doing, you know, the public safety the way we have been, but we've been doing it with less bodies. In Fortuna, we truly have 3 less police officers than we had 4 years ago. So we've been doing without those officers. We don't have a school resource officer. You know, the school district recognizes that. They see the difference on campus, but the general public might not.
Unless you have a kid going there.
Right. I mean, we haven't had a drug task force member in the county for over 4 years now. And so the city in general might not necessarily see that. But when the county's not focused in Fortuna anymore because we don't have a member on the task force, that hurts us. And there's potential there. You know, our streets crew have been down. You know, we don't have as much asphalt to fill potholes as we used to. So we do a pretty good job and we keep everything going. But the next step will be if we have to go there, I think people are really going to recognize and go, you know, hey, there's definitely a change in Fortuna.
Is it a matter of one new retailer?
I don't think so. I think it's much more than that. I mean, it's great to have a new retailer. And again, Fortuna has been pretty successful. We've had 3 or 4 or 5 new retailers. But the amount of sales tax that might create is great. But it's nothing that you're going to change your operations. I'm not going to say, hey, let's hire a new officer and suit them up and recruit them and train them and all of that and hope that new retailer, 2 new retailers continue, you know, and double and triple their sales to really justify that position, because you have to hire someone for the long term in mind, and a little increase in sales tax, it doesn't make you comfortable making those kind of changes.
I know a lot of times references are made to, well, we're not down a staff, but we have somebody with less experience. You know, you get the old mm-hmm. guys with the experience that I tend to think are probably more efficient.
Yeah.
And more effective, replaced by the new guy who's full of fire, mm-hmm. but there's may not have that historical knowledge,
yeah.
but the compensation levels are significantly different between the two.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how budgets get balanced, or somebody leaves and you don't backfill that position.
Well, that's what you're right. Those are a couple strategies at the local level, and we're out of those. We don't have the retirements anymore. We don't have the vacant positions that we didn't fill last year anymore. They're gone now. So when you asked when are people going to know, it's the next year when the body's not there at all, and no, it isn't replaced, and no, it's not just on hold. We're not going to do that anymore.
So what is it? What are you looking at? What has to change so that doesn't become an eventuality?
Well, we need to somehow have an increase in revenues. You know, and cities generally rely on 3 things. It's, you know, your sales tax, your property taxes, which in Fortuna we have the lowest ratio in the county, so we're already kind of behind the eight ball there. And it's transient occupancy tax. So we have some nice quality hotels in town, and they do fairly well. But, you know, unless there's a new development and a new, you know, 30, 40 units that can be rented to generate some additional, you know, unless the existing hotels, you know, double their rates or something, or have them go up significantly so that the actual TOT rate then is, you know, correspondingly goes up as well. Otherwise, there's no new revenue. So we have to continue to provide services at the level we have now, you know, or, you know, something like a sales tax or an increase to that TOT rate or a new parcel tax, or, you know, there's all kinds of vehicles. Although in Fortuna,
not many of them are palatable.
The community, you know, at least based on the last election, they've said that's not where they want to go.
So as you look at what can be done and what can't, obviously a property tax increase, while spread out over all landowners, doesn't mm-hmm. tend to be a real warm fuzzy for a lot of folks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sales tax, probably not. Because you have the lead time. You know, if there's new construction going on,
yeah.
you know with enough advance notice that it's going to be happening or that it's not
We do. You know, that's part of our forecasting. Of course, as you know, a budget is a, you know, it's a future document. You're basically guesstimating based on history and what you know of that's coming in into your community, you know, what to expect for the next year. And we have had some new construction. So in Fortuna, you know, our community development department, we have had some increase in fees. So that's been nice for our general fund budget.
But again, that's not going to cover cops.
Exactly. You know, it's not enough to say, let's add this body back to the community development department, or let's, you know, try and enhance the recreation programs, or let's add a police officer, pretty costly. And then if next year and the year after, maybe development goes back to where it's been, you know, this market for the last 5 years, then what do you do with that new body or that new program that you've been funding and that revenue's not there anymore?
You got that little blip.
Yeah.
It would seem, I would think, that most cities would look at visitations, mm-hmm. stays, however you want to call it, whether it's in the retail sales tax or whether it's in the lodging and, uh-huh. and room tax.
Yes. Unfortunately, since we're in such lean times and we've been cutting for years, typically the marketing and the advertising and, you know, trying to promote your city, those dollars tend to get cut before police officers and streets crews. So you kind of lose that. So you don't have that leg up. We're fortunate and fortunate that we have a very active Chamber of Commerce. You know, Erin Dunn and her crew, and there's a tourism and marketing committee that's got members from both the city and the chamber and the private sector to try and help create that to the extent possible for Fortuna.
KINS News and Information Times, 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:34. We're back talking shop this morning with Happy New Year. City Manager for Fortuna, Regan Candelario. Regan, looking at the concept of economic development, it's got to be kind of an intriguing thing because I think most city managers don't come from marketing, come from development, PR. Yeah, I see most of you guys as square corner number types. Mm-hmm. You know, that's kind of the background, the budget side rather than the
budget, organizational development, you know.
Mathematics versus
maybe even projects a little bit.
Economics,
with, you know, engineering backgrounds or, you know, public works backgrounds, big projects.
Oh, that would be nuclear plant.
Yeah. Power plant.
Just going to keep bringing them up, aren't you?
Water treatment plant.
So as you look at situations like this potential that Fortuna is looking at, is it your creativity? Is it staff creativity? Is it something else? I would think, you know, betting on the come isn't what we're looking at. However, it's something that's different. It's not dependable. It's not reliable. If you put $20,000 towards an event, mm-hmm. no guarantee return of even getting back your money, let alone some kind of incremental increase on that. Is that almost a personality break for city managers to kind of start looking in that direction?
Well, that's actually an interesting question. I think that when you start looking around, you know, the state, I think that's what cities are looking for. They want that. They've recognized that, you know, the events and the, you know, the ancillary benefits of those in terms of the TOT, people staying overnight, you know, the increased sales tax because they're going to have to eat somewhere. They might go buy something. They might do a little shopping. You know, that's now a value, you know, that's very well recognized by communities and definitely by city councils. So even though for us here in Fortuna, our budget, we have zeros in our economic development column, and we have for years, I think that was one of the things that the council impressed upon me, was that one of their desires and why they hired me was to try and, you know, promote more development in the community and, you know, kind of kickstart some things and
kind of build out the opportunity.
Yeah.
So to speak.
Yeah. And be more business friendly and be more development friendly.
So how do you do that? I mean, if you don't have money and the experience pool, we'll just say it's kind of shallow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The need is great. Competition is, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you don't have a whole lot of tools in your toolbox as you're getting ready to start building this project.
You do need to be creative, which is what you mentioned earlier. You know, there's definitely retraining of your staff. There's a changing of attitudes to be more pro-development and accommodating, and let's try and find a way to say yes as opposed to the easy way to say no.
So cultural things within the
shop. You definitely have to have that, and I think we've done an excellent job of that. If you talk to some of the newer developments in town, they'll tell you that, you know, our most recent one, they just got their building permit yesterday, actually last week, and, you know, they got through the process in less than 2 months. And they're out digging, you know, today. So those kind of things, you know, then they translate to the other development. So that's been good. And then the creative side, I've gone outside. I created my own economic development group. You know, I'll tell you about my consortium if you want to hear more about it. But, you know, I had to go outside City Hall and get additional resources because it is important and it is where we want to go. So, you know, I've enlisted the assistance of others.
Is that normal?
No.
Or routine, I suppose.
I don't like to admit that I'm abnormal.
Yeah,
Sometimes
I wear that proudly.
You know what they say, and, you know, necessity is the mother of invention, right? So I created a consortium. I went out and recruited some, you know, some individuals from throughout the county, you know, that I knew had like minds and, you know, had the big...
Thanks,
you know,
for the call, by the way.
You're on the list. You'll be coming. you know.
Yeah, I know. I'm on the list. I'm just not sure what list I'm on.
Well, I call it the consortium to create 500 jobs, and that's what we're trying to do in Fortuna. We're pretty close to being halfway there. It's a long-term perspective, though, but I went out with some people in education, people in economic development, people in the banking industry, and kind of shared the vision, and they've been participating with me for about a year and a half, 2 years now, to try and provide readiness for Fortuna and trying to put together programming that we can, you know, say yes to those projects that come through and those potential developers that want to come in and create jobs.
Is it tough to work on that kind of a cycle rather than on the 12-month fiscal year cycle? Okay, what's this going to mean next year? What's it going to be next quarter?
That's why I said, yes, it's abnormal. I mean, we have got things that we're doing on a daily basis, and then to also be trying to focus on those long-term projects and being ready for those long-term projects and having to do it outside of City Hall, you know, not during my regular business day is, you know, it is tough.
Are you building demand or building infrastructure once demand is there?
Well, to me, the readiness is making sure that the capacity is there for the demand, and then to go out and recruit more, be a little more active that way, saying, you know, here's what Fortuna's got available to you now and ready to go. You know, you come in and do your private sector investment, and this will be there for you.
Go out and spread the word, so to speak.
Yeah, or just target somebody. You know, go out and do some...
You're profiling? Congratulations. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:42. Now, that one might have gotten you in trouble. We'll be back with more from
Profiling,
me and Candelaria.
Yes.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:45. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Regan Candelaria. I know you want to talk about the stuff going on this week in town, but one last follow-up to a more interesting discussion. When you look at the resources that the town has,
mm-hmm.
Do you look at those just like the hoteliers look at the capacity they have in the shoulder season? I mean, you got some really cool infrastructure that you've got. Is it being maximized for economic return? I think everybody would say no. Yeah, you got a couple prime weeks. Well, you know, if you looked at a quarter or if you looked at a half year or the full year, certainly not. Is that one of the areas that you're looking at? Is just working with what's there and trying to spread the gospel?
We are, and that's a good point by you, and that's the analysis that we've done. You look at our, you know, quarterly TOT, our reports, transient occupancy tax, and there's obviously a time of year where they're big, which is now, which is what I want to talk about a little bit. We've got, you know, a big 3rd of July event coming up this Friday, you know, at Newburgh Park.
Don't bring your own. Right?
No, don't bring. We have the great fireworks show going up in the air, and then of course our events that everybody's pretty familiar with around here, the Rodeo and Auto Expo, and then later on in the summer the Apple Harvest Festival. So we have a lot of those things that really help us during those months, but we've been trying to target the other months. And then, you know, you mentioned projects. What else, the opportunities that you have there? I'll share a quick one. We had a great partnership with HSU and their management program. So we were able to bring interns into Fortuna, not just into City Hall, but into other businesses in town. And one of the projects that they worked on was looking at the feasibility of opening up the river, you know, having an Eel River access point in Fortuna that we can get the people that are coming into town, get some more activities for them.
You don't mean just tripping and falling over the levee and hitting the water?
No, we're talking about a nice little dock and, you know, a place to rent a boat, a paddle boat or a canoe, and, you know, actually access and enjoy the Eel River, which is really gorgeous through that part of town, you know, right near the River Lodge there. And it's already a tourist serving area. We've got the campground and all of the hotels, and so, you know, we'd like to enhance that a little bit. So they did an excellent report for us and showed, you know, how it could be feasible and how businesses could thrive there, and, you know, that, you know, those specific businesses that would tailor to those tourists will have an opportunity. So we've put that into our objectives, and, you know, again, those are the long term, the bigger picture. How can we make that happen, you know, to enhance the TOT and Fortuna and sales tax?
When you look at the sales tax figures, do you just get kind of a, here's what it was? Or how granular is it?
It can get pretty detailed, but, you know, when we're doing our budgets, of course, we just look at the big picture. You know, when we do get annual reports on that, we look at that history so that we can see, you know, last year's TOT was this, the year before, and so you can get a trend and then try to build out, you know, is it worth, like we mentioned earlier in our talk, is it worth trying to add new programming? Is it going to be consistent?
I think most folks look at how the week do, how the month do. I'm wondering if there was a tracking first half of the week versus second half of the week. How significantly different those pictures might be. Mm. You know, that unmet capacity when there's demand. Monday, Tuesday in the middle of summertime, yeah, if you're going on a vacation for a week, it doesn't matter, right? But the locals tend to buy towards the end of the week and on the weekend. So is there a chance for an early week something? Not doing anything magical, but just a little something there where you could take it maybe from 75% capacity to an 85% capacity.
Yeah, significant change. I hear you. I think you're talking about a very detailed
that was
position
the granular and, element,
right?
To it, yeah.
And as we're working on a government, we're projecting for a whole year out. So, you know, it's hard to focus on those little pieces. We have to look at the big picture and say, okay, what can we do with this big picture, you know, for the next year?
Fair enough. Yeah. I don't agree, but fair enough. Too much research to get to that one right now. Maybe when staff is a little bit bigger, we can talk.
That would be nice if the staff was bigger.
Thanks for coming by. Happy New Year.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we're screwing with people's minds when we say that. Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you then.